Hello, Harry. How you doing?
Oh, fine, Scott. How are you?
Fine. Maybe you could share with these people some of the experiences that you had. Maybe we could start in by talking about your business and what kind of problems you were experiencing at the time, and then kind of lead through the process as you experienced it.
Okay. First of all, I have a commercial printing business, and typically in our area, the Midwest area, it's a very competitive business, and you're forced, if you want the business to offer very competitive prices to stay alive in a very active market. That's been true over the last few years especially. In particular, our business was experiencing cash flow problems, people not paying their bills on time. We found salespeople that weren't producing as much as we had hoped that they would. We found a company that with cash flow type of difficulties and obviously some questions on their mind as to the security of the business. We weren't getting the type of production from people that we normally would if the company was in a better position. So all in all, we were suffering as a business in all areas. And, of course, when you're in a catch-22 situation like that, to seek out financial help is practically impossible. While I had gone to numerous banks and venture capitalists and a variety of people, no one wanted to touch us with a 10-foot pole in our situation.
Did anybody ever give you reasons for why they weren't interested in becoming involved financially with you?
It seemed to me that they were all looking for greater assurances, or even so far as what guarantees do they have, and I couldn't offer that to them. While I was optimistic that if I had additional funding, I could do better things with that, I wasn't given the chance by anyone that I had talked to, and I talked to quite a number of people.
What was the reaction of venture capitalists?
Venture capitalists were looking for a situation that looked like it had a great big pink ribbon tied around a beautifully boxed package that had all types of indication of it going forward and that it would be a successful venture. All I had was the optimism that with additional funding, we could resituate ourselves going forward, but that did not work out.
Yeah, my experience with venture capitalists is that they're generally looking for a company that has something, a product or a service that's so unique that it has prospects of going public within a year and a half or two.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of such things.
Yeah. Okay, so what kind of financially, what position was the business in at about at the point in which we first talked?
Oh, wow. Well, I probably had almost all the problems that were potentially we were capable of having. We were behind in our taxes in order to buy supplies and to do the things that we needed to do to keep the business going. We started using the tax monies to keep ourselves going, since there were not many sources for additional cash flow. We were behind in our rent, behind in our equipment payments. We were well over a danger level with our payables, where most of our suppliers had put us on a COD basis. We couldn't get credit from anybody. It was very obvious that we had to find a solution to our situation in pretty doggone quick, because if we didn't, obviously the end was in sight without doing something about it in a positive sense to restructure it. And after talking with you on the phone, based on just reading about your company as an ad in the newspaper, you were the only company that made it sound like there were alternatives to the more normal things that people are aware of, such as filing for bankruptcy, either Chapter 11 or Chapter 7. And most of the help that was available to me at that point didn't indicate that there was any other help besides a Chapter 11 or a Chapter 7 status. So I had checked with at least a couple of attorneys and a couple of accountants, as I recall, even three accountants, as I recall, and while no one could offer me anything additional, your company, Scott, offered me some hope, some indication that there were other indications of things that we could do, and that's what we did. We followed through with your service, and we listened to it carefully. I was highly skeptical in the beginning because it in some way sounded too good to be true, and I had a problem with restructuring a business with the help of your services where many suppliers would get hurt, the unsecured suppliers, where they wouldn't collect their money. But I think your advice was very well taken at the time, where if I didn't seek help of your type or doing something in a positive sense about it, everybody involved with us up to that point would have only gotten hurt more so than what they had already gotten hurt. So it was a decision of what seemed ethical versus unethical as to whether I'm going to try to survive the business or keep the business and help it survive, or just hurt the suppliers worse trying to struggle to go forward without doing anything about it.
Yeah.
As I recall, now this is going back a few years, what I saw with your company is that you did offer alternatives that very definitely sounded better than when the accountants and attorneys spoke to me literally about the ramifications of a bankruptcy-type status. If I thought that either one of the either 11 or 7 positions would have been more helpful to us, but what they seemed to me was that they would cost a good deal of money out of pocket, which I didn't have to begin with, and plus they didn't leave me in a position that I would say would, especially Chapter 11, I didn't see where that would help us as a small company to be able to go forward. So your company offered the best alternatives to us at the time.
And you took a period of a couple of months, as I recall, before you finally decided to move ahead with this. Is that...
Yes, I did. My initial reaction to it was that it might have been a little unethical, and I appreciated your follow-up to see what we had decided, which only prompted me to, you know, rethink the situation through. You were very willing to give us some credit references of people who you had provided the service for in the past, and I made the effort to contact at least three of them out of our state. And in talking with a couple of these people, they couldn't stop applauding the efforts that you people made for them and their company, and how it would have been literally impossible for them to survive as a company without the restructuring help that you could give to them. That influenced me quite a bit, hearing these actual factual stories of other people describing how badly they were in a position of cash flow and with myriads of different business type problems, and your company offered the best of circumstances possibly to go forward with. I additionally got the additional advice to call a couple of attorneys who were familiar with your services. I took the time to call them, and they also indicated that the service that you provided, the assignment for the benefit of creditors, was in fact legitimate. It was a service that, while not a lot of people know about it, is something that when used properly, and this could help a company greatly. That's on the basis that if an individual who is responsible for a company such as I was, you really thought that you had a chance to go forward if your circumstances were different. You didn't have the debt problem hanging over your head on a constant basis. I honestly felt that we would provide a legitimate business venture going forward. So all in all, we had checked you out to the extent that where we felt more comfortable with this. It took us a couple months to make up our minds, and still I was somewhat very concerned as to what this was going to be like going through the process. And after having gone through, like anything new, I found that it wasn't anywhere near as bad as what you might have imagined it to be. It was a service that I think you spoke very realistically about, and I am very satisfied in having chosen you and your services to help us accomplish the restructuring.
What do you think the benefit was to the company? Do you have any idea in terms of dollars how much debt we were able to eliminate?
As I recall, I mean, I don't have an accurate number on it, but as I recall, I think the dollar amount was in the $300,000 to $350,000 range. It could have been greater, but one of the things that we worked out with some of the companies who could have become part of the loss, we offered them an opportunity to go forward with the new company if they would cooperate with us. And a few of them decided, and I said as we would go and grow along, we would pay back the debt in a couple of instances of what we owed. So actually, while our savings were great, they could have been even greater had we not chosen to deal with these companies in the future.
Yeah, and I believe in addition to that, we also had $150,000 or $200,000 worth of taxes that we, payroll taxes that we eliminated from the balance sheet, too.
Right. That was very interesting about the tax aspects of it, and that we would only be responsible for the trust portion of it rather than the overall taxes that the former corporation would have owed. The trust portion, as I recall, is somewhere around a 65% of the overall amount. So that means that we saved about 35% by doing what we did with the help of your company in eliminating that aspect of the taxes owed.
Right, plus the penalties and interest.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd like to go back just for a second to touch on a subject that you mentioned that I think is real important, and that is that part of your skepticism originally was with regard to the creditors and the fact that they were going to be hurt. But I never, and I'm sure that this was the case with you because I'm usually very careful about this, I'm very careful to not make a moral decision for my clients. What I say is, let's do what's in the best interest of the company, and that is to put this debt to the side, legally shelve it, and if when the company is back up and on its feet and healthy, which is what we need to concern ourselves with first and foremost, then you can go back out of future profits and pay these people back in any way, shape, or form that you desire. And it's your decision, but it's your choice at that point. And you won't have one creditor who's forcing you into making payments to them while another one who's being a nice guy isn't getting paid anything.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall that? I said something of that nature to you?
Yes, yeah. You did.
Okay. Any words of wisdom for people who are out there who are having financial problems right now in terms of either these processes that we're familiar with, the methods that we use, or with regard to just how to get through the process in general?
Well, the process that you speak about, the services that you render to a company, they're much better known today and more popularly used for troubled companies than where I was back a few years ago. But in the same vein, I think people are just very concerned in something that they have not been through before, not familiar with it enough personally. As I had checked with competent accountants and attorneys and asking them, what are the alternatives that I have? What are the various options that might be available to me with a difficult company in its position? And none of them, not one of them, told me anything about another alternative other than Chapter 11 or Chapter 7, which to a great extent confirmed everything that you were telling me was true. While I would say to anyone considering your services, talk to your accountant or attorney, but keep in mind that if they're not familiar enough with it, and most of them are not, they're going to probably steer you away from any service that they're not familiar with or don't know enough about. So you're going to have to use your own judgment on that, no different than what I did. But indication that there was definitely this alternative that we could do to restructure a company, plus the fact that I had spoken to an attorney that was familiar in the process, and while she was extremely familiar in this instance with bankruptcy situations, she spoke very highly about your service and that it was legitimate and it could help a company very much if they really had a type of business that, if once restructured, it would go forward. This service was probably the best way to go, and I confirm that wholeheartedly at this point.
Yeah, most attorneys, ironically enough, it's not in their best interest, and they see that very quickly, to advise you to go through this kind of a process because they are, in fact, unsecured creditors. And if part of the advantage of going through this is getting rid of short-term unsecured debt so that the company has a positive cash flow and can start to move in a positive direction, then they very quickly can find themselves on the outside looking in. And I think a lot of them, if they do grasp the concepts, realize that it's not necessarily in their best interest. I have found recently, oddly enough, I find that by sitting down with the accountant and attorney and telling my client, look, if you want to keep these guys, I suggest that we tell them that's exactly what we're going to do. And while they try to dismiss it, you can always pick up the relief when you say, look, he's going to pay you back everything, even though he's not going to be legally obligated to do so, he's going to pay you back everything that he owes you going forward. And they say, oh, I really wasn't concerned about that, but that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, unless you actually tell your advisors that that's what you're doing, it's certainly not in their best interest to advise you to go through this kind of a process.
Not only would I agree with you at the time that I had gone through this process, but in my additional experiences over the last few years, I have found even more so true what you just indicated. And I think everyone should be more than aware of this so that while you may think that people are looking out for your interest, as long as it behooves them from a financial standpoint, if I were in their shoes, I would probably say the same thing. But if you're looking out for yourself, consider just what you had said, for which my experiences would totally complement what your views are.
Well, I appreciate your input, and I know these people are going to appreciate being able to share some of your thoughts and get insight to your situation, because as you know and as I have also experienced, you're pretty isolated and pretty alone when you're running your own business, and it's nice to be able to hear other people having survived those types of problems, what their experiences were. So I know they'll be very appreciative of it. Thank you very much, Harry.
You're welcome.